the Predators continue to fly high. I'm going to encourage you to watch the juniors, too, the World Juniors tomorrow night. The U.S. and Canada play for the championship tomorrow night. You need to check that out. It's on the NHL Network. I think everybody pretty much gets the NHL Network, whether you're cable or DirecTV, you get that. If you're DirecTV, you don't get Versus, which is really getting to be a problem. It's going to be a pain in my ass, I got to tell you right now. Rangers and Bruins tonight, I mean, come on. Are you kidding me? I got to watch on the fly and get highlights? What is that? Doesn't work for me, I don't think. About what is it? Six Preds? We're going to play in the Olympics? Six, seven Preds? You know, by the time you get done with Germany and all those other places and everything, going to play anything? Well, Ryan Suter's playing for the U.S. team. That's like a family birthright, I think. If you're a Suter, you play for the U.S. Olympic team. He joins us now. Ryan, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, congratulations on making the team. Is this something that you, like, in your mind you thought, you know, I'll get my shot. Dad did it. You know, my uncle did it. I'll do it. Or was it still something that, you know, when it happened, you're kind of surprised that, yeah, you know, I finally made the U.S. Olympic team?
Oh, it's a big shock. Obviously, I'm really and, you know, I grew up hearing all about my dad and watching my uncle play in the Olympics. So it definitely comes as a shock for me, though.
Yeah, I think that it's obviously something great. It's a tremendous honor. And then everything will shut down. Is there, from a certain standpoint, you guys are so hot. You're playing so well. And I know it's another, three, 4 weeks away, I guess, before you shut the season down. But do you almost wish, in a way, you could just keep rolling with this thing? Or are you guys going to be good to take that break and have that Olympic break when it comes? It's not that you can avoid it, but as hot as you've been, do you almost wish you can just keep playing?
Yeah, it would be nice, but also it'll be nice to get a rest for some of the guys. You know, it's tough when you're playing every other day. The next day you're kind of shot all day, and then you have to get up and play the next day. So it's definitely tough on the body, and I think the break will be the guys will be looking forward to it.
Now, look, I said this when we were going out to break at the end of the last hour, and I'll say it now to you. We love the fact that you're on the U.S. team, and we're going to squeeze. I squeeze for the U.S. always, of course, and then I squeeze for Canada if the U.S. isn't involved. But, you know, Canada's on a power play. Shea's on a point. You're on the PK for the U.S. Just get the hell out of the way, okay? Because he hurts people with that slap shot. You realize that, right? I mean, you don't need to step in front of that thing and get banged up. You know what I mean? I mean, I know, well, it's all for the USA, but I'm just saying, you know, don't let your own guy take you out.
It's bragging rights, and I think I might have to jump in the way of it. If that keeps it out of the net, then I'll do it.
I hear you. No. What do you think? Is Marty going to be back in time? Will he be okay to go, do you think, for his team?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's coming back soon here. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly how long he'll be out, but he'll be back, I'm sure, within a couple weeks.
Well, that's another situation. You're going to find times with 60 is playing or so, whatever it is. You're going to find times where you're going to have to bang around one of those guys. You cut nobody any slack at all, teammate or otherwise. If they're in front of the net and there's a scrum going on, he's going down or what?
Yeah, there's no friends out there. When you put on that jersey and you're playing for your country, there's no friends, and I'm sure they feel. Well, I know they feel the same way. So it's just one of those things. You got to go out, and who wants it more?
Well, it's a great thing about hockey is this tremendous honor code that there is, and I think guys do understand all of that. But have you heard of, or is there any horror stories since they've let NHLers in there of guys having kind of a carryover thing, like, you know, getting back together after the Olympics and there being some hard feelings between players where it kind of hurt the team chemistry?
No, everybody knows how it is, and it's just the nature of the beast, and everyone wants to win, and everyone knows that the other guy wants to win, so they're going to do whatever they can to make it so that they win.
How do you feel about the big sheet of ice?
Well, it's actually on NHL ice.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be international. Okay.
Up in Vancouver. Usually it is on Olympic ice, but being in Canada in Vancouver there, it's going to be on the NHL ice.
Oh, that's tremendous. I mean, yeah. I think for watching it's still a different kind of play, international play, and it's like having a bunch of all-star teams. It's going to be tremendous hockey to watch. I think it's going to be the best tournament we've had in a long, long time. But I thought they were modifying. I thought they were opening the rink up and making it international ice. So I kind of like that because, you know, really of the teams that are going to compete for this thing when it comes time for medals, they're all going to be teams dominated by NHL players, right?
Well,
don't you think?
You can't really count anyone out. I was talking to someone, and we were talking about the, I think it was the USA Hockey PR guy.
Yeah.
And he said the last three Olympics, there's been six different teams in the gold medal game. So that it there's a lot of parity out there, and every country has a chance.
Now, yeah, that Russian lineup scares me a little bit. I mean, they're loaded for bear, and they got that other guy. You know that other guy, the guy that playing over there that's supposed to be playing over here. You know him?
Oh yeah.
Remember him? Remember that guy? 47, I think, was his number. I'm not sure what he wears now in Russia, but you know him. Go ahead and feel free to. I would imagine if you or Shay or any other guys get a good shot to throw a hip out there, maybe he may have one coming, right?
Yeah, we might go out of our way to get him.
There you go. Talk about the way you guys are playing. I just absolutely love this. You know, it's slow start again, but it was a real short slow start. Bounced back from it immediately, and now for the last several weeks, just right in the middle of that playoff pack, you're right there in the discussion in the Western Conference every week. Get off to a quick start here on this homestand that's coming up, and it's just it's got to be nice to not have to fight back and play the best hockey in the entire NHL for 2 months at the end of the season to just try and get in. At least you know now if you keep playing the way you guys are playing, you're going to be in the mist, and you might even have home ice in that first round.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, the league is so tight right now, and the Western Conference is so tight that we know as a team that we can't really afford to take even a period off, because we'll get smashed and we'll be right down at the bottom of the pile. So we know that as a team, and like you said, we struggled early, but I think in the long run that's going to help us, because we dealt with that adversity and we know what it takes to get out of it.
Ryan Suter with us from the Preds and the U.S. Olympic team. That's kind of cool to say, you know, from the Preds and the U.S. Olympic team member, Ryan Suter. That's kind of cool,
sounds
huh?
Sounds good, yeah.
How did the family respond to that? How quickly did you hear from the other guys that are carrying medals around?
Well, they both called me right away and said congratulations. They're obviously excited for me, and they're probably going to be my biggest fans.
Any pressure? I mean, you know, you can dad's like swinging that gold around, and you know, so you like wear it, like you come over and you know, come over for dinner or something, he's just wearing the gold medal a little bit. You know, you come back, you don't medal, you're screwed. You realize that?
Yeah, that's what my dad always gives my uncle a hard time, because when he played, he won silver. So I better not come home with anything less than a gold.
It's going to be tough, though. It's in Canada. You know, they're the favorite, and it's going to be a bear up there. I mean, I've been watching the juniors. You catching any of that junior action? I know you guys have been playing most of the time when they're playing, but have you had a chance to see any of it?
Yeah, we've gotten to watch a couple games. That's exciting to watch for sure.
And that's in Saskatchewan, and you see how, you know, I mean, there it's ridiculous. Even when the U.S. is playing, it doesn't matter. It's all Canada.
Yeah.
And that's going to be great tomorrow night for the championship. But it's got to be a huge home ice advantage for them up there, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, with that comes a lot of pressure. They're all expected to win gold, and, you know, it's a lot of pressure on them. They're a good team. Don't get me wrong. They're a great team, and it's gonna be fun to get up there and start competing for it.
Finally, back to the Preds. You guys, especially you blue liners, every time you look behind you, every game it's a different guy in the pipes. Those two guys seem so interchangeable. How long can you keep going this way? Is it okay for the communication? Because I know the defensemen have to communicate the most with the goaltender. Is it good for the communication, and is it good for the team just to have literally splitting starts now, and they're both standing on their head?
Yeah, it's awesome to have two goalies of their caliber. It's unbelievable. So every time you look back, it might be someone different, but you know that they got your back, and you make a mistake, they're there to shut the door for you. So with communication, I think they're both so good, and we've been with them now for a couple of years, so I think we know each other's tendencies, I guess.
I think it's as good a tandem as there, you know, is in the league. Last year they talked about in Boston, you know, with those two guys up there with Tim Thomas and
Manny Fernandez
up there last year. And those two guys this year are pretty strong as well, because I think Rusk has got
Tuukka Rusk, yeah.
He's got the number one goals against, and Tim Thomas is still solid as well.
Yeah.
Very, very good. But I think your two guys are as good as anybody in the league.
Yeah, they're great goalies. It's fun to play in front of them and to go out and play hard for them.
All right. Well, Ryan, congratulations again on the U.S. team, and we'll look forward to talking to you after all of that, too, and just kind of get a little sense of that, how that was to carry the banner. New USA gear from what I saw, so I'm very fired up about that with the new USA jerseys, and what they look like to me is old school. They look like the kind of Pops wore, you know, with the USA kind of spread across there as opposed to that USA logo with the little flag thing on the S. So I think that that's what I saw with the
–
yeah, so that's kind of cool. So you guys go up there, represent the colors well, but take care of business here with the Preds up until then. And it'd be nice to be sitting there. You guys on a 100-plus point pace, and it'd be just nice to go to that break, you know, just sitting there nice and, you know, third or fourth place in the standings.
It sure would. We're going to try hard for that.
All right, man. Appreciate you.
Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, thanks.